Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has so many wonderful things to say to us, His people. He loves us and He cares about us in every way and in every capacity. God loves us. He loves us so much. And His love is ever enduring. The Lord wants us to consider His love and operate in the very same love. His love causes everything that's good to happen. Everything that's good in us, everything that's good for us, and everything that's good for others. His love is the foundation of it. And that must never be forgotten. Now, many people desire to see the handiwork of God, and I do too. But I learned some things as the Lord trained me. Without His guidance, I know for a fact I'll be like I was before I learned it. And I thank God for His guidance, His perfect guidance. He orchestrated the whole thing. He set me up to be blessed. In order for us to, and I found out that if people yield fully to God, then He can help us to see things we normally couldn't see. Key things. I told a lady today that I've seen a lot of works of God form and get so far and then gets cut off by satanic tactics. People fall out with each other. Somebody get upset. When people are growing and breaking barriers, and I saw a praise and worship team, it was coming together so strong, and then something happened. People went their own ways, and miracles were beginning to happen. And that's not the first time I saw that. In other words, the Lord builds on a strong foundation, and the things that He made me aware of. And I talk about this so often, I know I do, but it's very important. The Lord will cause you to continue forward as you pay attention to Him, doing whatever He say do. Now, understand, if you have to trust Him on some things. Trust and obedience is the key. But that can't happen without operating in His kind of love. Now, my testimony, I was a businessman and I was a young man. I was trying to go forward. I was trying to be, I was learning about faith and I was going about it the best way I could. I listened to Kenneth Hagin, Charles Capps. I listened to Frank Matchin in those days, Scott Webb, great men of God. And I thank God for them. Some were local, some were nationally known. And I listened to others. And my pastor. And what made me listen to Kenneth Hagin was when I started preaching, I started yielding to the Lord, and the Lord would give me a sermon. And it was not traditional. It was out of the realm of my traditional setting because I asked Him, what should I preach? And He knew the people. And the Lord knew every soul that would come in here, and He gave me a message ahead of time. And then when I preach it, it would mean something to people. And I knew that I couldn't produce something like that. And I saw so many Christians argue about so many things. And it hindered the whole process when, you know, the scriptural disagreements. Now that's going to happen. I understand that. But I found out that if we yield to the Lord, you know, He'll help us understand things in a more perfect way. And actually, in a perfect way. Even though we still know in part, we can do a perfect work. That comes only through yielding to Him. So He's the one who taught me how to yield and how to follow Him. We have to follow through with whatever He say. And that sounds so simple. Lester Sumrall said, when everything with God is easy. When it gets complicated, you got off the path of following Him. And I was in the room when He said that years ago. And I thank God I heard Him. I watched Him minister that word. I'll never forget it. But the thing, it's true. When you follow God, you outclass Satan. You outclass the world because you yielded to Him. Our safety net is just to follow Him and watch Him. Now, a thought came to me this morning, and I thought about Congress and how, you know, as we pray for our representatives and our senators and our leadership, you know, the House and the Senate can be a very debaucherous type place. And what I thought about was, if a person's there too long, you have to, this is the concept that I thought about, and this works for everything. If you're in a place where there's a lot of debauchery and a lot of evil, and you got to be there and work, you have to take a break from it and get in the presence of God and be cleansed from it. Or it will get in your ways of doing things. You know, when Sarah came to Abraham and wanted him to have a child with her mistress, you know, Abraham agreed after he'd been in Egypt 10 years, you know, after he'd been in that land 10 years, that's when he yielded to do something like that. So when you're around us, when you're in a surrounding, this thought just kind of came to me this morning. If you're around a lot of things that's just not right, and you have to be there, and the place is trying to rub off on you, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not. And if you're not following God close enough, the will of others will rub off on your will. Trouble is trying to find you, whether you're trying to avoid it or not. And we have to, you know, we have to drive out the darkness every which way it comes. It's coming. If you're in the middle of a move of God now and you know it, you have to understand it's under attack. And I'm not bringing all these things up to slight anybody at all. But the reason, that's how it is. And it's not going away. But the safety net, the way to continue to follow God, you have to take a break from the things that's around that's not of God. You have to take a break and go in His presence, whether it's every day or once, you know, spend a day with the Lord. However you do it, you got to do it. And I don't know another substitute for it. I know when the Lord, as I follow God, He would give me a season of teaching. He teach me things and give me all this revelation that I needed. And He would give me the revelation. Then he prepared me for what I was going to do and send me out to minister the things that He taught me. And then He give me a season of ministry, and then He give me a season of rest. Now, it took a long time for me to catch on to what God was doing. I was just enjoying the ride. I enjoyed all of it. I enjoyed Him. As long as Moses' arms was held up, Israel was winning against the Amalekites. As long as we are looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, it becomes impossible for us to fail. It becomes impossible for us to fall. It becomes impossible for us to break covenant. You know, Peter, 2 Peter, he said in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, he said, "If these things be in you and abound, They make you that you will never fall. If you, he's following what he taught in that second chapter. And, you know, add to your faith kindness. And, you know, he built up, add to your faith brotherly kindness, all the things that he listed. But when he got to number 10, he said, if these three things be in you and abound, not in you and waning away, but abound, if they be in you and abound, they make you that you'll be they prepare you where you'll never fall. I'm not quoting it all the way, but that was the scripture that just came up. We don't have to falling away or living in living with reduced strength. That doesn't have to happen. We have to follow Jesus. We have to watch him. Just like when Peter walked on water, he could do it as long as he was looking at Jesus. That teaches us so much. And you have to think ahead of the enemy. You have to understand that he's coming up with something. He don't want you to obey God and be the light that you're intended to be. Now, when it comes to people, this is where people fail. They allow the things that's around them is trying to get on your mind in leaven form, just a little bit. Just a little bit of leaven. That's all Satan wants to do, and it'll start a process of defeat. Somebody's going to not do what they're supposed to, and they're going to stop watching like they should. That's usually how it works. And somebody's going to take the low road. And they're not going to be. They're not going to walk in maturity, and then they cause. They consume weak people that decide to walk in weakness. They always do it. They need a lot of attention, and they need a lot of work. And I don't mind that, but when I deal with people that don't want to grow, I do it in the strength of the Lord. If they really don't want to grow, they really not going to grow. And there's nothing you can do about it. Pastors who deal with people that don't want to grow, that's not your fault. Seek the Lord about your wisdom about how to deal with them. Some people just want to live a good life and go to heaven. They're not trying to grow. They're not trying to do the greater works. God love them, and he wants us to love them, and that's what we do. And then after people get weak enough, then they start playing with the world or fooling around with it and when they shouldn't. And some people are going to, Jesus told me in 2017, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. Now, when people fall away, it's not an accident. They begin to do things that cause them to become weaker and weaker, and the word is consumed out of their heart. And then they start causing problems. They get bored. They leave off the life of God. It's a lot of problems that happens. But when a church gets on one accord and they're full of the Holy Ghost and strength, it's an encouraging atmosphere. And that atmosphere can rub off on people, just like negativity can rub off on people. If I had to go and work in Congress every day, you better believe I'd be prayed up every time I go in there. But the standard is Jesus. I will walk in his ways. I will seek the Lord how to represent him without letting the worldly ways rub off on me. And these people are powerful in their own mind. They become wealthy because they bend the laws to their favor. They find ways of making money. They take bribes and they make money all kind of ways. Donald Trump was right. He said he's going to drain the swamp. Well, he did. And, the people are still there. That doesn't mean that it's not drained. When you drain the swamp, you'll see the bottom of it for what it is. It'll be exposed. He did that. Everybody that was like a serpent or witchy, they acted like it. If they acted like everybody that acted like a serpent, everybody that was sneaky, they voiced it. Now we know who they are. And that's how they're going to go down in history. Even though they think they can rewrite it, but they can't. All the news people that lied on the president, the real president, it's going to be known for what it is. Everybody knows it. Everybody in the world knows it. And also everybody in the world knows that the people in office now are criminals. That's just the way it is. And everybody knows it. They know it. I know it. And God knows it. Even Satan knows it. Even though he's behind it. So remember something. Nothing is lost in the kingdom of God. Now, the Lord would rather for people to be cold or hot. Either one. He would rather for us to be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Lukewarm people are more dangerous. When things are hidden and everybody present themselves to be a Christian or present themselves to be good or present themselves to be a patriot, but underneath they're just ravening wolves. So if you have to live among people that act that way, you don't want their darkness to rub off on you. Isaiah 60 said that the darkness would cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Now this happened, and it's happening now, and this darkness, you don't have to go looking for trouble. It's trying to get in you. It's trying to bother you and get inside you. And the Lord taught me that Satan comes to us in three avenues: weaknesses, hurts, and fears. And the only way to outwit Satan, first of all, don't try to do it in your own strength. The last broadcast I was running out of time. I actually said, never try to do these things in your own strength. Do it in his strength. Always in his strength. So the way we do it in his strength is look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. If your faith isn't finished yet, keep looking to Jesus. Now, even if you get what you're after, keep looking to Jesus. Especially when it comes to the work of God, and the work of God is not finished yet, no matter what you've done. Even if you're about to go to be with the Lord, your work is not done. It may be done here, but the work of God is in motion. So look to him until you're not here. That's when you look to Jesus until he takes you to heaven with him. That's the only way to not backslide. And see, King Saul, he started out well, but he started looking at the people. Satan tried to do this with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar judged Baal worship. He was the tool in God's hand. He was just like the king of Assyria was, an axe in God's hand. And the Lord used the most insignificant king. I believe his army was the worst, but God was with him. That's why he took over the then known world. And he took the wisest people to Babylon, the most rebellious people. He killed them where they were, where they was at, left them for dead. And the people that tried to get away, he made slaves out of them. He was the king. And God gave it to him to judge Baal worship. So Satan was he said, I got to do something. He tried to get Nebuchadnezzar to look at the people. And then he tried to get the people to look at Nebuchadnezzar. He wanted nobody's eyes on the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He wanted them to forget. This is Satan's mindset. He wanted every nation to look at Nebuchadnezzar in fear. He tried to get them to fear Nebuchadnezzar. Then he tried to get Nebuchadnezzar to fear the people. That's how he takes advantage of people. You can't look at people Our promotion don't come from people. It comes from God. It comes from the Lord. It don't come from the people. It don't come from the spiritual realm. It comes from Jesus. And we, everything that we do in his name is based on his love. And we have to be one with his love. And we also, we don't just receive the word of God and do it. We receive the word of God and do it. And we reject darkness every which way it comes. You can't afford to let any seed of darkness or any fiery dark or any lie to get inside your heart. And it has no place in your mind, no place in your brain. You know, the brain is that's physical. Our mind is our soul. And then our spirit man, that's where our control center is. That's the heart. And we have to keep our heart pure. We have to keep our spirit man pure. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And this is what we have to pray for. Even though we're saved and even though we're washed in the blood, we have to fill our heart with the word of God to the point that we only do things God's way. There's no reason to do darkness. God has given us life. He washed us in his blood, the blood of his only begotten son, so that we could be pure. He gave us example through his son. His son died in our place, gave us his life, took away our death, gave us a future. So everybody that we lead to the Lord, we're instrumental in helping them get what we got. And we're patient with people until they grow up. And even after they grow up, we're patient with people. We love people. We don't give up on people. But we have to do it in God's strength. You cannot do the will of God in your own strength and continue to thrive in life. So I mentioned earlier, some people decide not to be mature, and they subtract a lot of, they take a lot of, they require a lot of attention, and that's how they're going to die, unless they change. So when the enemy wants to destroy a church, he has to get enough people to get weak enough to lower the standards. But when people are praying and seeking the Lord and fasting and receiving the word, not just to be something to look good in man's eyes, no, that's irrelevant. Paul said, do nothing, don't do anything out of vainglory. That's not the purpose. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to grow in the Lord till all are one. And some people decide not to grow up. They put a whole lot of energy into doing things that cause them not to grow up. They watch TV. You can't sit around and watch TV and listen to crazy things on the radio and watch the news and think it's not going to get in your heart. We have to protect our heart. We have to receive more of God's word in our heart in order to live. Now, since I've been speaking that I will do all that's in God's heart and everything that's not like God got to go. Those are two of my main confessions these days. And the reason is, my pastor said that, see, it's good to have a safety net, a wise counsel. You're safe there. He said, the closer we get to the Lord's return, the kingdom of God, the closer we get to the kingdom of darkness. You have to know that the enemy is up to something and it's bad. He's trying to get you off track. So if I can hate what he's doing, he won't be my problem. If I can love what God is doing, I'm going to be Satan's problem. And I want to be Satan's problem until I'm not on the planet. And after that, I want everything that I do to be a problem for Satan and to help point people to the life of Jesus and do things that God can promote and bless. All of these recordings, they're going to be here. They're going to be here till Jesus returns. See, I can speak these things and I can believe it. And most of the people that I know personally will not listen to these broadcasts. And I know this. But there are people the Lord told me would listen to it. Because 3 years before I began it, he said, people are going to come to you. And I thought they were going to come to me personally, but they're going to listen to these broadcasts. It's the same thing. It took me a long time to figure that out. When God gives you something to be faithful with, you got to work it. You can't let Canaan land influence you. You know, I said that Abraham was in Egypt, but he was in Canaan land 10 years. That's when he had a child. That's when he had Ishmael. That's what was normal. And it rubbed off on him. That's why it's worded that way. To give us one. If you're around something long enough, that's going to be what you're going to be doing. If everybody drinks and you're around it, eventually, it may take a couple of decades, but if you don't do something about it, if you don't do something about it, you'll end up being like your surrounding. You have to have enough word in you in order to combat the will of the world. Because if a person going, you know, if they're in the United States Congress long enough, that Congress is trying to get in you. And if you watch too much television, it's trying to invade your life. But if you watch the good things, you know, Paul said, think on the good. You don't have to think on misery. You can think on good stuff. I watch TV to just entertain, you know, for entertainment purposes. I like to watch reality things like war movies or when they build houses, stuff like that. And I like to watch good movies that has a message in it, a good message in it. And I like comedy too, but if it's not dark, I don't like dark comedy. Because dark comedy is, you know, it's not of God. Everything that's not like God, I don't have a taste for it. There's no reason for darkness. I don't want to ever have an appetite for any form of darkness. Only the things of God. I like to see people live and thrive. I don't like, you know, the sitcoms, they mock God. And you have to find a good program to watch. You have to look for it these days. We need more Christian writers that are not persuaded by the world. People that are writing wholesome story. And sometimes our testimonies will do it. You know, but so many people are looking at the world and not being as creative as they could be. See, when people draw near to the Lord, they become creative in all things. The Lord will show you what to do. He'll help you do it. But if you're just going to go with the flow, you're not going to be what God called you to be. You have to look at the Lord. And the Lord is going to take you far beyond what you expect. So if you're measuring what you do, as some things can look so good to men, but with God, that's just a drop in the bucket. But if you follow God, It's altogether different. Whatever you do, even if it's amazing to men, that's not the standard. Jesus is the standard. And Jesus will use your abilities, your personality. If you want to play songs or write poems, that's far beyond you. If you spend time with Jesus, you can do it. And he can anoint you if you'll live with resilience against darkness. You have to have his word in you, in deep in you, with roots. The word just can't be in you. It's got to have roots for you to grow and thrive without the desires of the world in order for you to be that good ground that God can build on. And you have to guard your heart. Everybody knows this, but who doesn't? Those that do it are wise, and they remain wise. But when I learned to hate darkness, You know, that was a time, that was a new concept. I said, Lord, I want you to teach me how to hate this sin that Satan is using to aggravate my life. And it worked. I want to be free from it to the point that I hate it. And I want to do all that's in your heart with your love. And it works. So now we can go on to something else. My attention is not on my actions. It's on him. My attention is not on how I look in man's eye. It's on how I look in God's eyes and what I'm doing with the time that he gave me. You know, we got to live in Canaan land until Jesus come. But Canaan land don't have to live in us. Paul said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we can live like we're not of the world. And I'm not ashamed to not be of the world. I'd be ashamed if I was of the world. And I don't care how I look. I care about what God is doing. I care about whether I love people and whether I'm doing what Jesus said. Everything else is irrelevant. And I enjoy people and the love of God and everything about God. There's no reason for any form of darkness. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. Jesus loves you. I love you. And his return is soon.